Senator Mike Lee reveals Save America Act has 50 sponsors. By Elizabeth Weibel on February 13, 2026. Senator Mike Lee, RUT, revealed that the Save America Act had 50 sponsors, adding that there were enough votes to pass a motion to proceed with the bill, which the House of Representatives passed. "We've got 49 Senate sponsors of the Save America Act and at least one more, Senator Collins, who supports it, and that takes us to 50. Lee wrote in a post on X. "We now have enough votes to pass a motion to proceed to the House-passed bill, even without any additional votes, with it VP breaking the tie." In another post on X, Lee admitted that while there are no guarantees, the only shot is to use the talking filibuster. "I'm getting a lot of questions, what's next? Now that we've got enough votes to get past a motion to proceed to the House-passed version of the Save America Act," Lee said in a video. "We've got to put all of our efforts, i.e., encourage everyone who will listen to you. The Senate needs to invoke the talking filibuster, to enforce the talking filibuster." Lee added that if senators want to debate this, if they want to filibuster it, make them work for it. Breitbart News's Alana Mastrangelo reported that the House of Representatives passed the Save America Act, which seeks to keep non-citizens from voting in federal elections in the United States, passed 218 to 213, with only one House Democrat voting in favor. The only House Democrat who did not vote against the Election Integrity Initiative was Representative Henry Queller, DTX. The bill is an updated version of the initial Safeguarding American Voter Eligibility, SAVE, Act, which was never taken up in the Senate after being passed by the House in April last year. In addition to requiring photo ID to vote in federal elections, the new version of the legislation also aims to establish a federal proof of citizenship requirement in the voter registration process, as well as mandate that states maintain voter rolls purged of ineligible individuals. In a post on Truth Social, President Donald Trump stated that not having voter ID is even crazier and more ridiculous than men playing in women's sports or having open borders. "We cannot let the Democrats get away with no voter ID any longer," Trump wrote. "These are horrible, disingenuous cheaters. They have all sorts of reasons why it shouldn't be passed, and then boldly laugh in the backrooms after their ridiculous presentations. If it weren't such a serious matter, it would be considered a total joke. No voter ID is even crazier and more ridiculous than men playing in women's sports, open borders, or transgender for everyone." In another post, Trump vowed that there would be voter ID for the midterm elections, whether approved by Congress or not.